Welcome to a Talk Nation Radio Connecticut special. We'll be doing Connecticut specials throughout the remainder of 2010 about elections and also about what people are doing to build up community and support democracy in the state. I'm Dori Smith, and we'll be speaking about a celebration in Willimantic, Connecticut this time, a program combining good works, getting deserving people jobs, with appreciation of the arts. The lineup includes poetry, dance, music, and visual arts, plus the writer, Wally Lamb. We're joined by Marge and David Schneider, and listeners will know them as regional peace activists who also coordinate highly successful concerts and other fundraising events in order to promote peace and human rights. They've done world music events on Africa and are also concerned about the Middle East. They've become especially well known for their efforts to promote human rights and save Darfur. I'll be providing their contact information again in the program, but if you already have your pencil or word pad up, you can contact Marge and David Schneider at 860-872-6899. Write to them at margedavidpeace@yahoo.com about advance tickets for the celebration October 9th at the Capitol Theater in Willimantic, Connecticut. The program starts with an auction, and while their poster says it's a silent one, that's only part of the story, as Marge will explain. And you could wind up with tickets for an African safari.
So there's going to be both a silent auction with some really special items and an incredible auction with Mayor Ernie Eldridge and two African safari stays, and there's other objects of art to be auctioned as well.
Now, also in the lineup for October 9th will be Alvin Carter on African drum, Catherine Blossom on Celtic harp, Richard McGee on flute, world music including Afro-Celtic jazz and funk, plus the singer Margot Hayes and gospel singer Tony Cherry May, as well as Peter Onofrio on didgeridoo. And again, you can reach David Schneider or Marge Schneider at their email address, margedavidpeace@yahoo.com. Let's listen now to Richard McGee and Peter Onofrio. Marge, this is a Rays of Hope project. WAMH, Willimantic Advocates, make it happen. Just explain what this is all about.
Right. We co-created with several other people an organization that is working with people in the recovery community, and our goal is to help them find employment. And we were awarded a $10,000 grant from Access Agency in Willimantic, which helped us to put many of our clients into their cars. We focused on expenses that were incurred in back taxes and court fees, and we rid many of these people of those burdens so that we were able to get them back into their automobiles, because without their cars, it's hard for them to go on interviews, it's hard for them to secure employment, and then, of course, to maintain it. So we accomplished many of these goals, but the grant was up on the 15th of September, so now we are putting forth this fundraiser to help us survive and continue to support our client base.
Yeah, and of course, a good part of what we did was not just getting people into their modes of transportation so that they can get to and from work, but we assisted them in finding employment so that there are a number of people who have become employed through WAM's efforts, and we're very pleased with that.
Yeah, we can tell you about one situation that we're so pleased. This individual was sober for 8 years, and he had gotten himself a job at McDonald's, but his passion and his skill and expertise were in landscaping. And so through connections, people who knew us and trusted us, and we spoke so highly of this man, his responsibility, his commitment. He's such a grounded, beautiful human being that they trusted us. And so in turn, this woman reached out to her daughter's in-laws, who own a landscaping company, and they took a leap of faith because it was through recommendation, and they love him. And he's been there for maybe as long as 3 months now, and they've already increased his hours, increased his pay. And then we also connected him with friends who also love his work. He's so responsible. He's so committed. He's so honest. And so they have, one friend has now decided that she's going to use him year-round to manage her two-acre property. So this person is just filled with gratitude because he's doing what he loves and he's doing what he does well.
Well, why don't you guys tell me, too, about the Wally Lamb connection, the author Wally Lamb, because I was at an event that was actually a celebration of the life of Sandy Taylor from Curbstone Press, and actually Wally Lamb spoke and also brought with him some of his friends. And I know he works in the recovery community, but also visits prisons, right?
Yes.
So we were lucky to hear a lovely woman read her poem, and it was quite dramatic. She was just a sensation. So is that the Wally Lamb connection?
Yeah, the prison arts program that he works through, and he does the writing segment of it, and he has gotten other people involved in also working in the writing program, and that's particularly at York Prison, where we know he has worked. Through the efforts of these people, and writing is only one part of it, there are dramatic arts, there's dance, there's Judith Warren with dance, and all the people that she's gotten involved, there are many people working and helping people who are incarcerated learn about the talents that they have and providing other directions for them to survive in the community when they come out.
Yeah, and also through this expressive arts, a lot of the people that are incarcerated find their voice. There'll be one of, we're actually having some of the people with whom Wally Lamb mentored while in prison, and now, I mean, most of them are through the recovery program, you know, now independently writing their poems. But one woman in particular, and I know I could mention her name, she'll be one of our performers, Larice Harvey from Hartford, is doing incredible work in Hartford on the legal issue with drugs. In fact, she's the woman who helped ban the box. And one of the poems she'll be dramatizing is Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou, and the other one is The Bald-Headed Beauty that she wrote, and it's about herself. And she said Wally Lamb is actually, I mean, saved her life when she was in prison at the time. She just had no sense of self-worth, and she began to discover that she does have talents and that she can write and that she can be very dramatic. And it gave her a sense of empowerment, as it did for many of these women. So we have four poets, really incredible writers, and they'll be telling their story. There'll be sign language with it. There'll be some movement with some of them. There'll be some songs with some of them. We have some people from the resettlement house in Hartford coming. And that's one segment of the evening's presentation, is the poetry.
We originally were going to have this event on September 11th. That would have been an appropriate day, too. The only reason we moved it is because we had a request from Jean Dismay. She is involved with many of the access organizations that receive grants, many of the grantees, and Len Krimmerman, who is operating the cooperative hub. On the same day, October 9th, from 11 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, there's an event that's happening in all of Willimantic.
Downtown.
All of downtown Willimantic, called the Cooperative Fiesta. And she asked us to be the culminating event for that day. They're bringing people from cooperatives all throughout New England to help explain the way that cooperatives operate and the success of cooperatives, and to see if others are interested in helping organizations within Willimantic spread this cooperative idea as another way of bringing activity and business success into the community.
And also sort of changing some of the paradigm, getting away from the corporate tradition, and this is so egalitarian when you set up co-ops. So we wanted people to come down, walk the streets, see the artists, listen to the entertainment, speak to the people of various cooperatives, and see if this is something that's of interest to them. And then, as David said, we will be the culminating event. And when people come in, we're encouraging people to come at 6 o'clock. The gallery will be open. We have, I think at this time, around 4 artists, all of them in the recovery community. And I do want to share that they are so totally excited. For most of them, this is the first time that they've been sharing their expression through art.
These are visual artists.
Yes, all of them. One woman in particular has various medium. I mean, she's a photographer. She works with oil. She works with watercolor. So you'll see various expressions, and they are so filled with gratitude and excitement to be part of this event and to talk with the public and to share their story through art. So you can walk into the gallery and give support to these artists, or you can watch on an overhead screen. Somebody is going to be projecting it for us on a large screen, the African Safari Stays. There'll be two that will be auctioned off with Mayor Ernie Eldridge. And so beforehand, people can get a sense of what this is like and, you know, see if they want to bid. I think that it'll be an extraordinary auction. We'll also display the other objects of art for the auction, as well as people can start signing up for the silent auction and perhaps go away with a wonderful item that will be presented there. Or people can just walk into the cafe. At this point, Hosma Mountain has offered us their wonderful sodas very graciously. Cafe Mantix is offering us a tray of quiche, and we will be having various desserts for purchase and coffees. We're looking for someone who can do lattes and chais as well. So there's going to be so much happening in the lobby from 6 to about a quarter of 10 of 7. And then people will be asked to come into the theater, and the performance will start promptly at 7.
You're listening to a Talk Nation radio special, and we're speaking with Marge and David Schneider of Connecticut. And we're talking about a celebration October 9th in Willimantic, Connecticut at the Capitol Theater. It starts at 6 p.m. And it opens with an auction hosted by Mayor Ernest Eldridge, a presentation by the writer Wally Lamb. And listeners may know Wally Lamb's latest book, I'll Fly Away. It's further testimonies from the women of York Prison, where he has had a teaching and learning experience, as he puts it. The poets, writers, and other activists that he's worked with in the recovery community having made a tremendous impression on him. And some of them will be presenting their work at this celebration in Willimantic. and that is the didgeridoo music of Peter Onofrio. He's traveled extensively in Australia studying Aboriginal culture and didgeridoo playing since 1997, having founded too a nonprofit organization called Blue Star Productions, and they promote music, arts, and ancient indigenous philosophy. And here, of course, Marge and David were talking about the arts, fine performances by musicians like Peter Onofrio, but also we're talking about finding people jobs. You know, some of this seems a bit counterintuitive if you consider that a lot of the pundits that are on TV talk shows and what is now quote-unquote news shows describe the Reagan years with some nostalgia. And I just remember that differently. I don't know about you two, but it seems to me that that's where all of this anger directed toward people with problems began, a kind of hatred of poor people,
yeah.
You know, a kind of blame of people on social services, you know, as if they were responsible for the enormous military budget
Absolutely.
That, you know, pulls all the money out of this country.
You know. Absolutely. On some parts, when we share about this organization, there's a lot of support, but there's also a lot of people who feel there should be no help of these people. And yet, I mean, celebration is really about the oneness of all beings. That's what we're celebrating. We're also celebrating the beauty and strength of community to come forward and honor and respect the diversity of all of its people, because everyone has a gift. And we all impact each other. We can only be as beautiful, spiritual, as strong as every unit in that community. And so these people have had certain problems, and they've been incarcerated if it was necessary. Sometimes it maybe wasn't even just, but they've been incarcerated, many of them. I mean, they are in recovery, they've done their work, and now they need us. They need us for support, because if we don't offer the support that they deserve, then what happens is the frustration so rises and the grief of not being supported by community and being buoyed up by community takes over. What happens is they go back to what they know for coping, and often they go back into their world of using and abusing again. And that's, as a community, we need to do our part to help them not need to do that. And we're all in this together. We impact each other whether we like it or not. And so expressive arts is one way that helps raise them up, and it's one way that gives them voice and helps them move forward. And so I think it's really imperative for all of us to support such a venture and help these people feel successful and help empower them to move themselves forward.
And your choice, of course, to do this event, do this work in Willimantic, you know, a lot of people in that city, in the surrounding area, maybe their ancestors worked in, you know, garment industry during the time that it was thriving there. The, you know, various trades were going on, but as time went by and decade after decade, you know, the jobs disappeared, and so people were really stuck. But Willimantic has made a tremendous comeback.
Willimantic is actually a fantastic city. There are so many people who have been working for years to make progress in Willimantic, and although in some cases it's been slow, we see it. And all of the people that do step up when needed, the Ernie Eldridges, Gene Dismay, and Len Krimmerman, and all of the businesses, Willimantic Brewery, Mitlitsky Eggs, others who have all stepped up, the Cafe Mantic, and all of the organizations, the individuals that worked on this. Marge and I did not start this organization. We were in early. But Miriam Curlin from Mansfield and
Eileen
Harmon and Al Harmon from Shift and Diane Potson from CCAR, these are people who have been active in the community and who care about this community and have given us inspiration over the years, many years that we've worked to help this community. And fact is, that we have not given up on Darfur and Tanzania. We are still active. We are, Marge and I are members of the Connecticut Coalition to Save Darfur, and we have been ever since 2005 when we did Songs for Africa in Hartford to raise money for Doctors Without Borders. So community and involvement is in our hearts.
So to make this a success, we need, you know, all the listeners, and we need people to say, okay, I'm willing to join hands with you as part of community, a part of humanity. And I hope they'll call us at 872-6899 or write us, email us at margedavidpeace@yahoo.com. Tickets are selling already. We have them available at this moment as we speak.
I guess it's time to look for silver linings, you know, for people who are out of work, and there are many. It's funny how going to an event like this can be networking, right? And you can meet people, you can see what other folks are doing to straighten their lives out, and you can learn from people. I mean, let's face it, these folks have been through hell and back, many of them.
That's right.
So for people who may be suffering an economic downturn for the first time in their lives,
that's,
you know,
right,
they can see, you know, learn by example through what someone's gone through and pulled themselves up.
That's right, exactly. And maybe reach out to some of these people and help pull them up with them. So, you know, I think when we join hands with each other, we're much stronger. This brings me to another thought. It's not about this event, but there's something else that we're going to be starting up in Willimantic that's just about this, and it's Time Bank. And at some point, maybe we can talk to you further, and Len Krimmerman, whose vision it was. We think it's just a wonderful vision that we're involved with, but it's just hour for hour. And everybody has something they can offer. And I think it's something that can make community so very strong, because we all have something to give, and it's so egalitarian. It's just breaking that paradigm, that corporate paradigm of power and greed, which is so a part of our capitalistic system that we would like to break and like to move forward and past and through.
You mentioned that, and I want to ask both of you, you've been in the state of Connecticut for years now, and we've seen the phenomenon of watching industry leave. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, this has happened to one degree or another in all of the 50 states. And so what we are seeing is a new way of looking at life. No longer waiting in line, you know, for government or corporations or the, you know, defense industry to come along and get a contract and, you know, create a job, but more, you know, not a submarine, not a gambling institution, but something that happens between people who need each other, right? And so yeah, someone needs a roof put on, or someone needs their kid tutored, or,
exactly,
you know, someone needs to take grandma to the grocery store, and on it goes, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think it has to be grassroots. We've seen this for quite a while now, David and I, that it's very hard to work with government and to get anything done. It's almost impossible, at least for us. So
it seems that way.
It seems to us. So that what we're doing is more grassroots. And I think, you know, when you work grassroots in community, you can expedite it. I mean, it can go much quicker in the process of moving forward. And then other communities can see what you're doing and can be inspired, and that gets picked up in the media, and it can move out. And so eventually it's expanding out to the nation, but just in a slower fashion.
And we've had, you know, frankly, we're very thankful for the assistance that we've had through the Access Agency. We received these federal funds that helped stimulate our program, which helps stimulate the economy, because we've gotten some people employed, and it's helped some other businesses in terms of that. But, you know, it's a matter of working together.
Yep.
So we see community as including everybody, even the feds, even the state, even the local government.
Right. Just everybody.
Or do we see it as just the elite? So,
right, including the people in recovery, and this is what this event is about, showcasing them and showing the people how very talented some of these people are, really incredibly so. And we're trusting that people will come forward, call us, email us, and buy some tickets, and in that way, you know, say yes, you know, we're for community and we're for all segments of the community we're willing to support.
and not just buy tickets, but come down and enjoy the evening. It's going to be a wonderful event.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that number once again is 860-872-6899, or the email address is margedavidpeace@yahoo.com. There's an opening presentation by Wally Lamb. I want to talk about him one more time because, again, the poet who read her work at the celebration I saw for Sandy Taylor last year was just amazing. I mean, she brought people to their feet.
Aside from being inspirational to the individuals that he's worked with and to another person that we've had contact with who Wally has gotten into the same program, who is also teaching, and he was a writer for the Hartford Current in the past, and that's Bill Williams. So aside from all of those activities, he does so much more that he doesn't take any credit for. He seems to be just a tremendously wonderful, generous individual who cares about people and community.
And I do know that the poets that will be presenting that night really love him because of what he gave to them. A lot of the work he did in prison was not only helping them find their voice, refining, you know, giving them the skills with spelling and grammar, which many of the writers did not have. They had the passion, they had their stories, but they had to learn how to put them into the written word. And that's what he and the people that help him in the York prison system, that's what he did. And I think it's two books that he wrote that highlighted these stories of these women in prison.
Two books that they wrote.
Some of these very women in the books are going to be on our stage that night telling their story. And it's a beautiful flow with these women because the first story is rather dark, and then it goes to the next poet. There's a transformation there and learning how to move forward. And it winds up with a poet who's doing Maya Angelou's A Phenomenal Woman and celebrating life. And the second set of poets are from the Resettlement House, and their story through dramatization and movement and song are going to be how they wound up in prison. And then it'll wind up with Phenomenal Woman and touting her abilities and really feeling the pride in who she is. It's going to be an extraordinary evening, and we can't wait to celebrate.
That's just the first half.
That's right. That's true. That's only the first half, right? Because after intermission, we come back. Oh, we have an incredible gospel singer who's also a visual artist. And then we have Mira, who has come to all of our fundraisers. He's so inspiring. He's an expressive word artist, and he's extraordinary. And then we wind up with Margot Hayes and Richard McGee on flute and voice, and it'll be inclusive. And we didn't share with you, Dory, also the music that we have in the beginning.
The McGeepa Project.
Right, and it's Alvin Carter. He's on African drum, and we have a mix of world music. We have
this is one group. Remember.
Right, and it's very funky, a combination of Afro, Celtic harp, didgeridoo, and classical flute and voice all in one group. It's Afro, it's jazz, it's Celtic, and it's funk, and it's just extraordinary talent.
And Richard Segan from WHUS says it's fantastic.
Yeah,
heard the sound, he says it's great.
Yeah, he loves it. He'll be airing it on his show. On world music. So they'll be starting off the evening. And then we have gospel music as well. And then we have inclusive with two of these performers. And maybe they'll all come out at the end. I'm not quite sure. But I know for sure it features voice and flute and inclusive, where the audience will be involved in singing as well. So that we'll wind up on a real upbeat, interactive voices of all. So it's going to be an extraordinary evening.
Marge and David Schneider, thank you so much.
Thank you,
okay.
Dory, so thank much. You. We appreciate it a lot.
You can reach Marge and David Schneider at their email address, margedavidpeace@yahoo.com, and contact them, too, about tickets for this event October 9th in Willimantic, Connecticut, at the Capitol Theater. The number 860-872-6899. For Talk Nation Radio, I'm Dori Smith. This program is produced in Storrs, Connecticut, and syndicated with Pacifica Network. Our website is talknationradio.org, and you can write to us at talknationradio@gmail.com. Our theme music is by Fritz Heed. This, though, the didgeridoo music of Peter Onofrio.
As it is, and me.